and wonderful love. But here is the most beautiful and incredible love story. It's absolutely awesome love story. It is the love story of God. Agree? Yeah. I am very romantic. So I met a real romantic. I found the best lover. He is my God. I have fallen in love with him. And I have been learning from him what love is. What we need to know is that we all are learning love from the greatest lover, who is God. So today, I would like to share with you about this love. Firstly, what is love? Love creates best relationship. In today's verse 9 to 10, it says, "For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears." What is perfection here? I believe that it is an understanding of God's love. I believe the reason why God created us is because he wanted us to have a beautiful, loving relationship with him. He wrote it in the Bible. In the Bible. God loves us unconditionally, amazingly, and patiently. His love is faithful, never fails, because he is a perfect lover and powerful lover. Amen? But, as we know, it is never easy to love someone. According to Bible, love is not easy. When we love someone, we should be patient and kind. We shouldn't envy or boast. We should not be proud, rude, self-seeking, or easily angered. We shouldn't keep record of wrongs or delight in evil, but rejoice with the truth. We have to always protect, trust, hope, and persevere in love. When I read this part of Bible first, I thought, oh man, this is not for me. It's impossible. I will not love anyone in this stupid way. Never. I skipped that part. I didn't want. God, however, began to teach me about love. You smile. And as I learned his love, I learned that the relationship with him and me is getting deeper and deeper. I'm still learning. God wants to restore the loving relationship with us, which we lost in the Garden of Eden. Because he created us as lover, not toy or pet. I have pet, cat. Love is the best relationship. God wants us to understand his love truly and deeply. So I want to say to you, try to love God, not to use Him. It will break your heart if someone pretends to love you, to use you. I know that kind of feeling. It is the same for God. If we love God truly, of course we can enjoy all His blessings. So I hope you and me to make loving relationship with God through our Jesus and with Holy Spirit. Secondly, what is love? Love never gives up. Love is risky and adventurous. There is always danger and problems in adventure. Therefore, God also has a few problems. He has over 7 billion children in the world. Most of His children misunderstand Him and don't understand His love. Many of His children even hate Him and are angry with Him. God's heart is broken. Therefore, we should tell the people love of God's heart. I heard that He weeps and cries whenever someone falls into hell. We have to try to understand Him more. Try to understand His love more. I realize that the more I know God, the more I can understand Him and feel His love. This understanding and feeling is my security and strength and joy. No fear in His love. I met God when I was 18 years old. I was absolutely hopeless. I had no reason to live in this world. No one seems to want me or love me. Even my mother believed that I was her enemy, reincarnated from the past 400 years ago, according to Buddhism, by fortune teller. She said to me, my life was cursed before I was born. I believed that. So I tried to kill myself several times. But I met Jesus. He changed me. I received His Holy Spirit. And I was born again. I forgave my mom. I told her, Mom, we are not enemy. Devil is our enemy. And all my family became sincere Christians. My mom is my best friend now. She is supporting me now. My life was never the same since then. Because I learned God loves me. It's okay. Nobody loves me. It's okay. God loves me. I'm confident. God's love gives us the power to love someone, to love or to forgive someone. That's power. Once I received a letter from my God in a dream. It was a love letter. It was his promise to me. The letter was being written with beam of sparkling light from heaven. And it was writing like this: "My beloved Krista, I love you. Don't be afraid of anything. I am your father. I will take care of you until the end of the world. You will be in my kingdom forever." It was a long letter. I never forget that letter. Whenever I'm in trouble, I'm happy to remember that letter. That's my joy. That's his promise. God loves us. He never fails to love us. When he created us, he knew that we might disobey him and leave him, even though he never wished it. But by his love, he already prepared in the beginning the perfect plan, which is our Jesus. He never gives us up. He is passionate to restore the relationship between him and us. Love requires sacrifice and selflessness. That's why many people are afraid of starting to love. I think it's the most difficult thing in the world. That's why many people have failed and try again and again. So many divorces around us are the prime examples. I was actually divorced and married again. My first marriage was really, really hard. My ex-husband was not a Christian. It was a kind of arranged marriage. They didn't want me to go to church. And my mother-in-law and sister-in-law, they asked me for too much patience and for huge humiliation and big money. Because they thought I deserved it because I am a disabled person. When they knew their plan was seemed to fail, they began to hate me and insult me. They mocked me. "You are a disabled person. You are useless. You are worthless. You are nothing." But I am nothing. But Jesus is everything. I have Jesus. Finally, they asked me to divorce. I thought I had enough. I couldn't persevere anymore. I knew I should forgive them in Christ, but I couldn't. I didn't want. I hated them also. I couldn't obey God's word. I couldn't love them anymore. So I gave up. I failed to love the people who hurt me. I failed. But now, I forgave them. And I don't feel any little anger with them, no pain because of them. I love them. I'm praying for them. Actually, I met them and I told them about Jesus. I'm learning love from God. Because I learned that love is not to give up. God never gives us up. God never gives up loving us. When we learn how much God loves me, loves us, we can have the power to love even enemies. Thirdly, what is love? Love is perfect character. God wants to give us the best character. What do you think perfect character is for us? As Apostle Paul said, if we can speak angels' words, if we have great faith and knowledge, if we are generous enough to give someone our life, but we don't have love, we are absolutely nothing. Nothing. Love is the best character. God created us with love, for love, in love. Hallelujah. I like this expression in English. Preposition. I believe if all people on the earth love each other, there will be no problem in the world. The one who loves neighbor doesn't harm neighbor. Loving people don't steal, murder, or commit adultery. There will be no fighting, greed, cheating, and no selfishness anymore. I think we can achieve world peace. World peace. Our real problem is our characters. Actually, our bad characters ruin our life and our family, our country, world. 1 John 4:7-8, it says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." God is love. His nature is love. His character is love. Therefore, if anyone wants to have a relationship with God, he or she must know what love is. That's why he is teaching us love. He's teaching us love. That's his purpose. And he himself showed us what love is through our Jesus. In Romans 5:8 says, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Here, I would like to tell you carefully about heaven and hell. There is heaven and hell. You have to think seriously. Many people think that God sends people to hell. But I don't agree with that. I believe that God does not send people to hell. But people choose to go to hell. Because their characters are driving them to hell. They prefer revenge than forgiving. They are better at fighting than reconciliation. They are comfortable at getting anger than having peace. Because they have been practicing evil, which is from devil, while they were in this world. They refused practicing goodness and holiness, which is from God. They didn't want the relationship with God until they die. Even though God had been waiting them in their entire lifetime. We have to learn the reason why God helps us to practice imitating Jesus. Because Jesus only obeyed God's words completely. Even in the moment he died on the cross without sin. Therefore, Jesus is our perfect example and model. He showed to us how to love God, how to love people. Heaven is God's kingdom, where holy God dwells, loving God dwells. As God's children, we need to be holy, and we need to learn love. Otherwise, we can't enjoy heaven. Heaven will be like a hell for us, because we don't know how to live there. Heaven is the place which is full of love. For example, Australia is good, quite good. But if I don't know how to live here, and I cannot speak English at all, it would be a nightmare for me. Australia is good, but for me, not good. I can't enjoy. God wants us to have best character like him, because we are his beloved children who are going to his kingdom. Hallelujah. We are going to his kingdom. We have to love each other. We have to love God. Lastly, love wins all. That's my life. What we need to know is that Jesus did love people until his final moment. He loved Judas, who betrayed him, until the last moment. Jesus knew he is God. He knew everything. He knew from the beginning that Judas' mind wasn't right. He knew Judas was stealing the money. He loved money. His first priority was money. Money, money, money. Be careful. Don't love money. Don't follow money. Devil put money on his face. If you follow money, you follow devil. By the way, we must put God as the first priority in our life, every day, every moment. Jesus loved Judas till final time. He never gave him up. He gave Judas opportunities to repent. That's why Jesus said to him, lastly, go and do what you are doing. What that mean? Jesus let him know that he knew everything. Jesus wanted to give Judas a last chance to repent. Judas could have repented to Jesus at that moment. That was last moment. That was last chance. But he didn't. And he made wrong choice until the end. And Jesus loved the people who were nailing him on the cross. He forgave them and prayed for them. In Luke 23:34, it says, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. This is the verse God gave me when I couldn't forgive my mom. I prayed, God, give me the heart of forgiveness. I want to forgive her. And God gave me this verse. Forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. My mom didn't know what she was doing to me. So I forgave her. I love her. Who crucified Jesus? Roman soldiers? Judeans? No. We killed him. We killed him. He died because of our sins. Yours, and mine. He died for our sins. He loves us. So he forgave us on the cross. He took our punishment before God. He gave his life for us. He endured unimaginable pain for us. He didn't give us up. If he gave up his task, no one could enter the kingdom of God. There is no way. Jesus is the only way. All other religion, they are all from devil. He wanted to save us from Satan and hell because he loves us. We must remember his amazing love. His love in every moment. And we have to learn his love. This is a real story. After Korean War was finished, an American missionary heard a baby crying from under the bridge. So he went down under the bridge. And he was shocked because a woman, naked and died with embracing the crying baby. He went close to see that what had happened there. Then he could find the baby was wrapped all clothes. That's why she died naked. It was a winter, Korean winter. It's freezing. She tried to save her son. So the missionary took the baby and brought him up as his own child. And time passed by. The baby became a teenager. He went astray because he thought his real parents abandoned him. He wanted to know about his real parents. So the missionary said to him seriously, "You are the most blessed child in the world. Your mother gave her life for you." And he told him the whole story. And they visited his mother's grave. And suddenly, the boy began to take off his clothes. And he covered his mother's grave with his clothes in crying and saying, "Mom, how cold were you? Mom, how cold were you?" And the boy became a great person, great man, because he always remembered his mother's sacrifice for him. What about us? Shouldn't we remember Jesus' sacrifice in any moment? I'm trying. Always remember my Savior Jesus died for me. Yes, sometimes love seems to require too much. I understand that. And forgiveness seems to be impossible. However, only love can win. Love is the strongest weapon to fight with evil. Love can turn all evil into good. God is love. Satan, God won Satan with love. You know what? What God is doing is all about love. I realize that. He is doing all about love. He wants having a wonderful relationship with us. We should not doubt His love, no matter what circumstances we are in. No doubt. We must trust His love for us. When we have conviction of His love, there is no fear. No fear. No fear. Why are you afraid of anything? Our God is our Father. No fear. We have to know that Satan always tries to make us doubt God's love. Satan throws all disasters, earthquake, anything, in order to make us doubt God's love and be angry with Him. We can learn how much God loves us by reading Bible. Please read the Bible. Please say to next, read Bible. Please read the Bible. Bible is God's love letter. Love letter. This is God's love letter. He promised everything here. He wrote in the Bible the truth. The truth. We need to know the truth. Don't be deceived by Satan. We need to know truth. He wrote in the Bible the truth, that who He is, what plan He has for us, how much He loves us, how almighty He is, and how can we be with Him forever in His kingdom. We should trust God and learn His love. Then we can have a victory in every way. How can our family live in peace? How can we let people know God's love? How can we be saved and go into His kingdom? How can we use our spiritual gift? Do you want to use your spiritual gift? Without love, we cannot use. God can't allow. The answer is to know His love, accept His love, and live in His love. Then, finally, we will be confident even on the day of His judgment in His love. In 1 John 4:15 to 17, it says, "If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him, and he in God. And so we know and rely on the love of God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, God in him. In this way, love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment, because in this world we are like him." I want to close my sermon. Love is the greatest gift of God. Love never fails. Love gives us victory. Do you want a victory? Learn love. Today is the starting day of 2012. Nowadays, everyone feels Jesus is coming very soon. I agree with that. I'm feeling that. We need to be ready. We are His bride. Spiritually, what does bride need to be ready for her groom? Love. Love. It's love. The love of heart toward Jesus. Let's make loving relationship with God and each other more and more, day by day. In the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, we cannot love. I want to ask you, say to next like this, God loves you and I love you. God loves you and I love you. Is anyone who wants to know this amazing love? Read Bible. And have a question, ask Matt and me and Tony, Ali, and Precious, our Heather. Yeah, anyone. And ask God. God, I need you. I need you more. I need your love. I want to know your love. I want to learn your love. Please teach me. Please teach me. God, let me know your love. Let me learn your love. Just ask. He's so generous. Hallelujah. May we pray. Lord, how great are you? Lord, how great are the things that you have done for us. Lord, we exalt your greatness, the greatness of your heart, the love of your heart, and the compassion of your heart. May we, by our words and actions, show your heart to the people of the world. May we learn your love in the Spirit. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for listening. God bless you.
Come on, let's give a big hand for Pastor Chris.